This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian forces claim they will seize the Mariupol steel plant that is the last main stronghold of resistance in the besieged city on Thursday after Ukraine proposed talks on evacuating troops and civilians there. Mariupol would be the biggest city to be seized by Russia since invading Ukraine 8 weeks ago in an attack that has taken longer than some military analysts expected. Seen over 5 million people flee abroad and turn towns and cities to rubble. An advisor to Ukraine's president has challenged Russia to conduct an urgent round of talks in Mariupol, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Mariupol has faced a Russian siege and relentless bombardment for 7 weeks, and the last remaining Ukrainian defenders are currently trapped at a giant steel mill encircled by Russians. Ukrainian Army officer Sergei Volensky says this is our appeal to the world. This could be the last appeal of our lives. We are probably facing our last days, if not hours. The enemy is outnumbering us 10 to 1. He pleaded for them to be taken to safety on the territory of a third-party state. President Volodymyr Zelensky says up to 1,000 civilians could be trapped at that steel plant. Zelensky says there are two ways to unblock Mariupol. The first one is serious. The second way is diplomatic. Russia doesn't agree on it yet. I'm Ed Donahue.
Israel carried out airstrikes in central Gaza before dawn on Thursday after a rocket launch from the Palestinian territory landed in Israel, Hamas officials and Israel military sources said. Earlier, a rocket fired from Gaza struck southern Israel, causing slight damage to a house, but no injuries, police said. Find more at VOA.